Hello and welcome to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for Game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between two California League North Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and the Stockton Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Your Grizzlies coming in at 41-30, 5-0 in the second half. Fresno has won 18 of their past 22 contests. They have won 7 straight games, all on the road, by the way, in their 12-game road trip. The Grizzlies' 7-game win streak is their longest this season, and they continue to play really good baseball as they have taken the first 2 games of the series from the Ports, who come in with a record of 27-44, 2-3 here in the second half. The Ports, a very good team, but they've had a lot of bad luck as of late. A couple losses to the Grizzlies on Wednesday night. It was a 12-9 Grizzlies win in 11 innings, and then last night an 11-8 Grizzlies win. The Grizzlies had 5 homers, Ryan Ritter hitting 2 of them, a league-leading 16 on the season. Also homers from Jamari Baylor, Daniel Amaral, and Jesus Bouguereau, all 3 of them extending their hit streaks to 6 games. Bouguereau has gone deep in 3 straight games. Sergio Sanchez picked up the save for the Grizzlies out of the pen. 2 innings of scoreless work for the right-hander. He picked up his first save of the season. So the Grizzlies continue to play well overall. In the month of June, they are 18-6, 13-3 when a game lasts over 2 hours and 40 minutes. And finally, they are 27-5 all-time here at Banner Island Ballpark. So the Grizzlies look to continue their winning ways tonight as they give the ball to the left-hander Michael Perseki, who comes in with a record of 5-4, a 3.72 ERA. He makes his 12th start tonight as he will be battled by the right-hander Luis Carrasco of Stockton, an 0-2 record, a 5.87 ERA. Carrasco, a young right-hander, he gets the ball for the Ports. The Grizzlies, with that 41-30 record, now tied for the best overall record in the California League North Division standings with the San Jose Giants. They are in first place by 3 games over Modesto and Stockton in the California League North Division second half standings, while the Ports at 27-44, they are in last place, 14 games back of Fresno and San Jose. But here in the second half, just 3 games back of your Grizzlies here in the second half. So both teams needing to continue to win as they hope they can clinch a playoff berth in the second half and a trip to the postseason. So it should be a lot of fun tonight. Friday Night Baseball, Game 3 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Ports and Athletics broadcaster Alex Jensen. We talked a little bit of everything. We talked about his upbringing and where his love for baseball started. We talked about his favorite Athletics player growing up. We also talked about a player that played for the Grizzlies that he coached back in high school. We also talked about how he got his start in broadcasting and how it makes him feel now being a voice of a team that he used to watch growing up as a kid, the Oakland Athletics. Our pregame guest is Ports broadcaster Alex Jensen. When we come back right after this break, we'll have that interview with Alex. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Interview with Alex Jensen in 3, 2, 1. Bring in the voice of the Stockton Ports, Alex Jensen. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Steven, thanks for having me.
So, first question, where did your love for baseball start? Tell me a little bit about your upbringing.
Yo, just kind of like playing wiffle ball in the front yard with my dad. My dad was always a big baseball fan, and you know, he played himself until he was like 12 or 13. But you know, he always, you know, I honestly really couldn't tell you. I've always, ever since I can remember, I've loved baseball. You know, so since I was 2, 3 years old, there's pictures of myself at A's games, and you know, before I can even remember, you know, hitting the wiffle ball, as I mentioned, in the front or backyard. So it's just kind of always been there. So it's hard to say exactly where it came from. I'm sure a lot of it had to do with my dad, but yeah, I've just always loved it, and the love has persisted and even grown until now.
So let's talk about, too, you also said the Athletics, so went to a lot of A's games growing up. Did you have a favorite player growing up?
Ricky Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
The greatest of all time. You know, just his style of play, I think he kind of invented swag in baseball. He's from Oakland. I'm from Oakland. You know, he played in the same Little League or Oakland Babe Ruth that I played in. And, you know, I just I really appreciate the way he played the game, how he kind of helped change the game a little bit. And he was just a really exciting player to watch. And, of course, the A's were really good when he was there.
And then you were a little bit good as well, too. You went into college to play some ball as well. Where'd you go? And then were you a pitcher?
Just like you did,
yeah.
Steven. I was a pitcher. I went to junior college first, a junior college in the Bay Area called Diablo Valley. And then I ended up at St. Mary's for my final 2 years. And I felt like I was really lucky to play Division I baseball. It was always like a goal of mine. And, I felt super lucky to play baseball at the highest level you can in college.
And you also got a degree from St. Mary's as well, too. But you also had a little bit of a background story where you actually coached Colin Kafka JV baseball in high school. So how did that start?
Yeah, you know, I was working just like a corporate job for a while, and I was doing like kind of coaching high school on the side, and I started a school called College Park in Pleasant Hill for a couple years, and then I ended up at De La Salle. A guy I used to play for when I was playing summer ball in high school got the head job at De La Salle, and he asked me to be his JV coach, and kind of one thing led to another. Colin Kafka, Kyle Harrison, who we've seen come through this league as well, Armani Smith, who was with the San Jose Giants. I feel like there's one or two more, but yeah, super. You know, I was blessed to you know, be around a lot of good kids and good people. I mean, all those guys I just mentioned were awesome kids, and they've had great careers, and they've turned into even better, you know, men. So it's it's just kind of, I didn't expect to kind of cross paths with him in this way, but it's been really cool that I've been able to do that.
And so from corporate to all of a sudden coaching, and then you're calling games. How did that start for you?
Well, I was doing St. Mary's basketball for this will be my 12th year doing St. Mary's basketball, and I always wanted to get into baseball. I just didn't really know how, and I filled in for Zach Beirutti here a few times. And actually, I was interning with the A's doing kind of like stats in 2018 and 2019 for their radio, and just kind of one thing led to another. And Zach Beirutti, who was here for 14 years, he took the AAA job in Reno. He's now in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And when this job opened up, I felt like I was a natural fit, given that I was already in the A's system and I had filled in here before, and I got to know Pat, who's the president here. And Zach and I are very close friends. In fact, he's officiating my wedding in October. So that's kind of one thing kind of led to another. And, you know, I've been lucky enough to be here for the last 3 years.
And let's talk about a little bit about St. Mary's as well. You've watched a lot of success, especially on the basketball side for St. Mary's. How much fun is it to call a really good basketball team and they face the likes of Gonzaga and Pepperdine and so on and so forth?
Yeah, BYU and a lot of good non-conference games as well. It's been a ton of fun. You know, I mean, it's my alma mater as well. And it's kind of where I cut my teeth. Doing broadcasting, baseball, volleyball, anything I could do right after I graduated, because I knew it was something I was interested in doing. But to get the men's basketball job there, which is the best, you know, the highest profile program that school has, and I've been really lucky to call a lot of really good college. I mean, I love basketball; it's kind of my number two sport, my second favorite sport, and I especially love college basketball. And just getting to do so many of those games against Gonzaga, there's been a really fun rivalry there. You know, a lot of NCAA tournament games. It's really been a blessing, and you know, it's helped me become more well-rounded at my job. Just the fact of being able to do a bunch of different sports and, you know, network, and that's actually how I met Zach, is through college basketball, and just, you know, get to know a lot of people, just like I have in baseball here with yourself and several of our colleagues in this league. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun just being able to stay at my alma mater and see some really really good basketball and some very good players who have played in the NBA and had a lot of success.
And your voice now from basketball to baseball, but now you're getting an opportunity to call some games with the Athletics. How amazing is that for you, growing up, going to games at the Coliseum, and now calling games?
It's kind of, you know, in a sense, Stephen, and I'm sure you feel this as well with your own career, like it's been a bit of a whirlwind. 5 years ago, I was sitting at a cubicle. And I've been lucky enough now to, after this year, I'll have done like 55 A's games over the last 3 years, traveling with the club, doing home games, which is really special for me because I can look down and see the seats that my dad and I grew up going to games at with my dad, and my mom as well. And it's been a really special experience. A day does not go by where I don't realize how lucky I've been. I've kind of been in the right place at the right time in some ways, but I mean, it really has been a dream come true. I just want to do baseball every day, and having this job alone is phenomenal. Like I couldn't picture doing anything else. But to have a chance to do major league games over the last 3 years has been like, I mean, that's why we're all here, right? It's been a dream come true.
Well, wherever the Athletics end up, I hope that you get to follow their path as well. Alex, thanks for taking time on this pregame.
Thanks, Stephen.
And we thank the Ports broadcaster, Alex Jensen, for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to one of the best voices in the California League and now getting a chance to call some games for the Oakland Athletics. Alex Jensen, again, thanks for joining us on the pregame show. Welcome back to Friday Night Baseball, Game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. Your Grizzlies, winners of 18 of their last 22. They are 7-1 on this road trip, 7 straight wins, a season long for them. They look to continue their winning ways tonight as the left-hander Michael Perseki gets the ball for the Grizzlies, while the Ports trying to end their two-game skid after taking 4 out of 6 from San Jose. They've now dropped back-to-back games to Fresno, and they give the ball to the right-hander Luis Carrasco, as it's now time for tonight's starting lineups presented by Toyota. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies at 41-30. They are 5-0 here in the second half under first-year manager Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing second base, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting second will be the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting third will be the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting fourth, the DH, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting fifth will be the shortstop, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh will be the right fielder, number 28, EJ Andrews Jr. Batting eighth will be the third baseman, number 27, Gene Perez. And batting ninth, the first baseman, number 15, Parker Kelly. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 21, Michael Perseki. A 5-4 record, a 3.72 ERA. Perseki gets the start tonight for your Grizzlies. So once again, under manager Steve Solis, his Toyota lineup, it will be Ritter, Huff, Snyder, Messenger, Andy Perez, Bugarin, Andrews Jr., Gene Perez, Kelly, and then Perseki on the bump. Now it's time for the starting lineups for the hometown team, the Stockton Ports. They come in with a record of 27-44, 2-3 here in the second half, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics under manager, first-year manager Gregorio Petit. Here's his starting lineup. Lean off and playing right field, number 8, Colby Thomas. Batting second on Major League Rehab, the DH, number 17, Manny Pena. Batting third will be the first baseman, number 7, Brennan Malone. Batting fourth will be the center fielder, number 3, Henry Bolte. Batting fifth will be the left fielder, number 23, Cameron Masterman. Batting sixth will be the second baseman, number 1, Jose Escorche. Batting seventh will be the third baseman, number 12, Derek Salome. Batting eighth will be the catcher, number 18, Carlos Franco. And batting ninth, the shortstop, number 5, B.J. Cook. And on the bump for the Ports, the right-hander, number 19, Luis Carrasco, who comes in with an 0-2 record, a 5.87 ERA. Carrasco gets the ball. So once again, under manager Gregorio Petit, here's his lineup. Thomas, Pena, Malone, Bolte, Masterman, Escorche, Salome, Franco, Cook, and Carrasco on the bump. Tonight's umpires behind the plate will be Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Over on the bases is Andrew Schrock. The Grizzlies tonight, they are in their red uniforms, which they have worn during their seven-game winning streak. Red jersey, Grizzlies on the front, and black and white. They have their black caps with the red bill, the California Bear flag on top of that black cap. While the Ports tonight, they are wearing unique uniforms. They are called the 5 o'clock dock uniforms that they wear every Friday home game. The Ports dress in their alternate navy blue hats and jerseys. Introduced in November of 2012, the alternate look is known as 5 o'clock dock, a concept representative of the people of the city of Stockton. The animated tattooed Stevedore character named 5 o'clock dock serves as a centerpiece of the likeness and emblazoned on the uniform set's caps. It represents the 9-to-5 blue-collar workers that make up a large and integral part of the Stockton community. A staple crop in the area, the asparagus spear is another tribute to the region. Stockton plays host to the annual San Joaquin Asparagus Festival, and the Ports simultaneously host Asparagus Night at Banner Island Ballpark. The lettering featured on the jersey front is another nautical tribute with ship riveting coloring. The letters in Stockton against a navy blue background. And it's a very clean jersey. So the Grizzlies in the red, the Ports in their unique jerseys tonight as we get set for first pitch this evening. A very warm Friday night. We'll be right back. We have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, Freshergrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Still a part of our pregame show. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Battle Over the World Tour 50 Years of Rock will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanseyGold.com, ChuckChanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And Chuck Chansey Gold Resort Casino, proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the pregame show. Welcome back to Friday Night Baseball Game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports as we get set for first pitch this evening. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball. A very warm evening tonight, 98 degrees, clear skies, 9 mile per hour winds out to center field as we wait for the Ports to take the field. The Grizzlies have won the first two games of this series, 12-9 in 11 innings, and then 11-8 last night. The Grizzlies have now won three straight games against the Stockton Ports, and all three of those wins, they have scored double digits. Fresno's last five wins versus Stockton, double digits as well. the Grizzlies have had a lot of close games against these ports. The records doesn't show the complete picture of how this series has gone. Fresno does hold the series lead over Stockton at 11-9. They are 5-3 here at Banner Island Ballpark this season. The Grizzlies overall against the ports, 54-20 all time, 11-9 as we said this year. They are 27-5 all time at this ballpark, 5-3 this year. So the Grizzlies look to continue their winning ways, winners of 7 in a row, 18 of their last 22. We're almost set for first pitch as the ports tonight, a great crowd coming in. They'd hold a Hawaiian shirt giveaway as the national anthem will be coming up in about 30 seconds. So we'll head over to their PA announcer as they announce the Stockton ports.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask at this time that you please rise if you're able and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem performed tonight by April Messenger.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight
what a great national anthem to get us set for Friday Night Baseball here in Stockton, California. Beautiful Banner Island Ballpark. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 3 of 6 Friday Night Baseball as your Grizzlies look to continue their winning ways. The winners of 7 in a row as they take on the Stockton Ports. Right-hander Luis Carrasco gets the ball for Stockton. The right-hander 0-2, a 5.87 ERA. Carrasco this year is making his 7th appearance, 6th start of 2023. As the right-hander gets his warm-up pitches going. We gave you the lineups a little bit earlier. Let's give it to you once again. Ryan Ritter will lead things off, followed by Cody Huff. Jake Snyder, he will bat third. Skyler Messenger bats fourth. Andy Perez in the fifth spot. Jesus Bugarin, he will hit sixth. E.J. Andrews Jr., he'll hit 7. Gene Perez will hit 8th. And Parker Kelly will round out the lineup. He will hit 9th. And on the bump for the Grizzlies, the left-hander and Michael Persecki. 98 degrees, clear skies, 9 mile per hour winds out to center field. A little warm, but it should be a great night for baseball right here on the waterfront at Banner Island Ballpark. Ryan Ritter will lead things off for the Grizzlies, batting 291. He is all over the California League hitting leaderboard. Ryan Ritter sits among the top 10 of the California League hitting leaderboard in 8 categories, ranks first in homers with 16. First in total bases with 136. First in extra base hits with 33. First in slugging percentage at 581. First in OPS at 972. He is second in RBI with 54. Tied for fourth in runs with 46. And he's eighth overall in hits with 68. So Ryan Ritter will lead things off against the right-hander Luis Carrasco. Full windup, here's the first pitch. And it's a line drive base hit to left field. First pitch swinging for Ryan Ritter, and he is on for the sixth straight time now. 4-for-4 with a walk and two homers last night, and he starts tonight's contest with a single to left field. Even with the shift on, he beats the shift, and he starts a nice outing for Fresno as here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. First pitch at 7:09 p.m. As Carrasco looks in against Cody Huff, who is hitting second for the first time since early on in this season. Here comes the pitch to him, and he will take it inside for a ball, and the count at 1-0. Cody Huff on a five-game hit streak. He's had an outstanding year overall, .256 average, three homers. He homered on Sunday in Modesto. As here comes the 1-0 to Cody Huff as Ritter leads from first. Here's the pitch. It is a called strike. And the count at 1-1. Jabril Jeter-Abdullah calling balls and strikes. Over on the bases, Andrew Schrock. So Ritter the single to start tonight's contest. And then Cody Huff here at the dish. One ball, one strike. Here comes the next pitch. Instead, it'll be a check on Ritter. He's back safely. First pitch tonight, by the way, at 7:10 p.m. And again, 98 degrees, clear skies, 9 mile per hour winds out to center field. Runner at first, no one down here in the top of the first for Fresno. Here's the pitch to Huff, and it's another called strike. And the count now at 1-2. That was pinpointed on the outside part of the plate at 82. Good off-speed pitch from Carrasco. Fastball, slider, changeup for the righty. Carrasco, an 0-2 record, a 5.87 ERA. Here comes the 1-2 to Cody Huff, and it's fouled to the backstop as he was trying to go inside with the fastball at 92. The count remains at one ball and two strikes. Cody Huff does the catching this evening. He was off last night, played on Wednesday. One ball, two strikes, no one down. Here comes the pitch from Carrasco. And that is a one bouncer to the shortstop. And that will be an overthrow by the second baseman. So Ritter is out at second. Cook, a one bouncer to him. He backhanded it, threw the ball very softly over to the second baseman, Escorche. So it goes 5-4 on the fielder's choice. So Ritter is out at second. And Huff will get to first on the fielder's choice. So a runner at first with one out. And here comes the left fielder, Jake Snyder, who will hit third for the first time this season. So one out, runner at first, and Cody Huff. Here's the pitch, and Snyder, ground ball to the second baseman, Escorche. He will tag Huff, and no play at first base. So Huff is out, and back-to-back fielder's choices here. So goes four unassisted on the tag, and Escorche couldn't make the throw over in time. They're also calling a throwing error. I think they had it wrong initially. They say it's on B.J. Cook. I believe that was on Jose Escorche, the second baseman. So two outs now, and here's Skylar Messenger. And that is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1, good breaking ball down in the zone. So Snyder reaches on the fielder's choice. Four unassisted on the tag. Snyder reaches, so he is the runner now at first. 15 stolen bases for Snyder on the season. Here comes the 0-1, and Messenger fly ball foul, and the count now at 0-2. Skylar Messenger has had a great month of June. Messenger, over 21 games, batting .329. He'll join us on the pregame show tomorrow with shortstop Ryan Ritter. Should be a fun pregame. So no balls, two strikes now to Messenger. Here comes the pitch from Carrasco, and Messenger fouls it off towards the Grizzlies dugout on the third base side, and we'll do it again at 0-2. It's already one error this inning and one hit for Stockton. So a runner at first in Snyder, two outs. Here comes the 0-2 to Skylar Messenger. And Messenger swing and a miss on an elevated fastball, and Carrasco out of the inning. A lot of unique plays in the first, but the Grizzlies come up empty. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Stockton coming up to the plate against a left-hander and Michael Persecki. Persecki, 5-4 record, a 3.72 ERA. Makes his 12th start this season as the left-hander's had an outstanding year for Fresno, coming off a great start against Modesto, and he will take on a very good lineup of the Ports, and we'll start with right fielder Colby Thomas will lead things off. Thomas, a 274 average, 7 homers, and 823 OPS. Great speed from Colby Thomas, who is from Valdosta, Georgia, a third-round draft pick by the Athletics in 2022 out of Mercer College. The first pitch from Prosecki is outside. The count at 1-0 here to Colby Thomas. 91 on the fastball. Here comes the 1-0, and that's outside again. 2 balls and no strikes. Michael Persecki, 3 pitches, fastball, curveball, and changeup. Here comes the 2-0, and that is a fly ball, center field, Bougarin racing back. He's still going, looks up, and it is gone. A solo homer for Colby Thomas, and it's 1-0 Ports. That ball out to center field, 9 mile per hour winds. That ball was just elevated, and Thomas taking advantage, his 8th homer of the season. And just like that, the Ports out in front here in the bottom of the first. As here comes the DH and Manny Pena. Pena is on Major League rehab. As here comes the first pitch from Persecki, and it is in there for a called strike. The count at 0-1. Pena is on the Athletics 60-day IL with a left wrist injury. As the next pitch is inside, the count at 1-1. Pena, a veteran big leaguer, 36 years old. Here comes the 1-1, and he fouls off the next one. The count at 1-2. Urquisy Meto, Venezuela, born on June 5th, 1987, made his Major League debut on August 3rd, 2011. Here's the 1-2, and it is high, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 42 career Major League homers for Manny Pena. Time spent with the Royals, as that's a ground ball to Ryan Ritter. Ritter gobbles it up over to first in time. Time with the Royals, the Brewers, and last year with the Braves, now in the Athletics system, as he grounds out for the first out of the game, or first out of the inning. And here comes the first baseman in Brennan Malone back in the Ports lineup. He has been battling a little bit of some injury bug. As here comes the pitch from Persecki, and it is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1 to Brennan Malone, who's had an outstanding year as well, batting .303. Here comes the 0-1. That's a great breaking ball. Just high, though. The count of 1-1. To Brennan Malone. Here comes the next pitch, and Malone fouls it off. The count of 1-2. Malone, 9 homers this year, a 928 OPS. Malone, a 6th-round draft pick in 2022 by the Athletics. as that is just outside a changeup, and the count now at 2-2, 85 miles per hour there from Prosecki. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here in the bottom of the first, 1-0 Ports. Here's the pitch. And that's a fly ball out to right center field. Andrews Jr. racing back. He's at the wall, and he will make the catch up against the green wall in right center field. That ball just missing for the second home run of the game for the Ports. Instead, it's a long fly out, and 2 outs now as here comes the center fielder, Henry Bolte, another really good bat in this Ports lineup, a second-round draft pick by the Athletics in 2022, 6'3", 195 pounds from Scottsdale, Arizona. Here comes the pitch to Henry Bolte, and it's swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. Henry Bolte is also homered in this series, 6 on the year. Here comes the 0-1, and it is low in the count at 1-1. Initially, I thought Jabril Jeter Abdullah was coming up to call a strike. Instead, he leaves it as a ball. So the count now at 1-1. Here's the pitch, and a check swing on a ball in the dirt. He did go around. The count at 1-2. Good curveball there from Prosecki at 75 miles per hour down in the zone into the dirt. The count now at 1-2. And I wonder if Prosecki will repeat that pitch. 1-2. Here comes the pitch. And it's again in the dirt, just as we expected. 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Prosecki looking for the punch out. 1-0. Stockton leads Fresno here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the pitch, and it's a fastball, and it's driven out of play. And the count now at 2-2. 93 there from the left-hander, Michael Prosecki. Here in the bottom of the first. Glad you could join us this evening. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Prosecki. And that is low, ball 3. It looked like Prosecki went to the changeup there. Actually, it was a fastball, 93 miles per hour. A lot of movement on that fastball, though. Now the count full 3-2. Here comes Prosecki's pitch. And it's fouled off again by Bolte. We'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies, again, giving up another first inning run. They gave up 4 last night. Here comes the 3-2, and that is right down the middle. Strike 3, Prosecki gets Bolte on a fastball at 93. But a leadoff homer from Colby Thomas gives the Ports a 1-0 lead. We had the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the second inning, 1-0, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. It's Chauchancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing, earn, drawing, tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chauchancy Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chauchancy Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And we thank Chauchancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Andy Perez will lead things off, and the first pitch to him is skied to shallow center field. This is going to be a tough play in no man's land. Who's it going to be? And it's the shortstop and B.J. Cook making the play. So one pitch, one out as Perez is retired. So it goes P6 for the first out, and here comes the center fielder in Jesus Bouguerin. Bouguerin has been on a tear as of late. 3 homers, 13 RBI in his current 6-game hit streak. As we have time called right here by the home plate umpire. But Bugarin, 3 homers, 13 RBI over his 6-game hit streak. The center fielder free swinging. Here comes the first pitch, and he will take it for a called strike. And the count at 0-1. Bugarin batting .264, 7 homers. As here comes the 0-1 to Bugarin, and he will line one, and it's caught! A diving play by the shortstop, B.J. Cook. Didn't it for the second out. What a play from the shortstop who has been busy tonight. As here comes the right fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. with 2 outs. So the Grizzlies trailing 1-0, and 2 great plays already from B.J. Cook. From the shortstop position, he has really been a nice plug defensively for them. As Andrews Jr. swings and misses on an elevated fastball from Carrasco. The count at 0-1, 93 from the right-hander. Here comes the 0-1 as Carrasco winds and deals. And Andrews Jr. takes a called strike. Good pitch at 83. That looked like the changeup from Carrasco. Great arm spot right there. Here comes the 0-2 from Carrasco. He will now wind and deal. Here's the pitch, and it is high for a ball. The count at 1-2. You know, the changeup is good and working well when off the handle looks like a fastball. Here's the 1-2, and it swung on and missed. Andrews Jr. down on strikes, and just like that, the Grizzlies down in order. We had the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreshlyGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the second inning, 1-0. The Ports lead the Grizzlies. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Cameron Masterman will lead things off against Michael Persecki. The first pitch is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. As here comes the 0-1 from Persecki, and it swung on a miss. Good pitch down in the zone, and Masterman, a big swing and a miss, just joining the Ports today. A couple moves for Stockton, a plethora of Ports moves, and Masterman coming up from the ACL. Here comes the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed. A fastball right past the bat of Masterman at 93 miles per hour, and just like that, back-to-back strikeouts now for Persecki. One out in the inning, and here comes the second baseman and Jose Escorche. So now Escorche, 3 hits last night, or 2 hits and 3 RBI last night. Here comes the first pitch, and that is a curveball inside. The count at 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the 1-0 from Persecki. It's high for a ball. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Here on June 30th. Here comes the 2-0, and it's outside. The count at 3-0. The last day of June. as July right around the corner, which includes July 4th. Here comes the 3-0 to Escorche. And that is a called strike. The count at 3-1. Escorche, not a big zone. He's 5'10", 145 pounds. Here comes the 3-1. And that is fouled off. The count at 3-2 against Michael Persecki. The left-hander looking for his second out of the inning. After giving up a leadoff homer, he's retired the last four. Here comes the 3-2 from Persecki. And that is swung on and missed. An elevated fastball, 94 miles per hour. Two outs this inning. Three straight strikeouts now for Persecki. And here comes the third baseman, Derek Salome. Salome, a very good defender. The bat is coming around for the third baseman, batting 250. Here comes the first pitch from Persecki, and it is inside. The count at 1-0 from Michael Persecki. Glad you could join us here for Friday Night Baseball. Here's the 1-0, and that is just inside. The count at 2-0. And Persecki, like the pace, already back up on the mound, ready to throw. Here comes the 2-0 from the left-hander. Winds and deals, and that is right down the middle. The count at 2-1. 92 from Persecki. Good fastball so far. He's been able to elevate it to a lot of hitters. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a curveball inside, and it's now 3-1 to Salome. Salome, no homers yet this year, a 693 OPS. Here's the 3-1, and it's high, a two-out walk. So Persecki's first walk this evening, and he'll bring up the catcher in Carlos Franco, who is appearing in his second game against the Grizzlies this season. He was not a part of Stockton's roster when the teams have met earlier this season, but now a part of the Ports, one of their four catchers currently listed on their roster. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander Persecki, and it's a curveball inside. The count at 1-0, and time called here from Cody Huff. And they'll talk about something here as Persecki losing just a little bit of control on that curveball. Michael Persecki is 6'3". 200 pounds. The left-hander is from Hinsdale, Illinois. 22 years old, born on February 28, 2001. Persecki was drafted in the sixth round, pick number 176 by the Rockies in 2022, out of the University of Louisville in his second professional season. Last year in the ACL with the Rockies. As a left-hander, a sixth-round draft pick. Here comes the 1-0 from Persecki, and it's a fastball, and is right down the middle, and the count at 1-1. Persecki tossed a 1-2-3, and he's striking out one in his only professional game in the ACL. That was last year after being drafted. Here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off. The count at 1-2, and that was out of the bullpen. But a sixth-round draft pick, drafted out of his junior season. Persecki now, even though he was a closer back at Louisville, is now in the starting rotation. Here comes the 1-2 from Persecki. A curveball, and it's bounced to the second baseman Ritter, who will tag the bag at second, and that ends the inning. A clean inning for Michael Persecki as he works around a two-out walk. We head to the top of the third. The Ports lead the Grizzlies 1-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the third inning, 1-0. The Grizzlies trail the Ports. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. As Gene Perez will lead things off here for the Grizzlies against Carrasco. And the first pitch on the right-hander is fouled off in the count at 0-1. Here in the top of the third inning, the Grizzlies trail 1-0. A leadoff homer from Colby Thomas, the only scoring so far, from Luis Carrasco. Carrasco is 6'1", 180 pounds. He is 21 years old, born on December 19th, 2001. Here comes the 0-1, and that's a fly ball to left field, but it's right at the left fielder Masterman, who did not even move. Perez retired for the first out, and here comes the first baseman in Parker Kelly. Luis Carrasco's from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. So just like the MLB rehabber Manny Pena, the same spot. He is making his seventh appearance, sixth start, 0-2, a 5.87 ERA, 23 innings pitched, 17 Ks. First pitch to Parker Kelly is outside, the count at 1-0. Parker Kelly in a little bit of a schneid. Has not hit in multiple games. Here comes the 1-0, and it swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. But Kelly, the perfect guy in the 9-hole, will be able to bring the top of the lineup back up quickly. As here comes the 1-1. Good power to all fields for Kelly. Great speed as well. The 1-1 is in there for a strike, and the count now at 1-2. Carrasco is the cousin of Major League pitcher Carlos Carrasco, as time called here at the plate. Carlos Carrasco is pitching for the New York Mets, a longtime big leaguer who has thrown 294 big league games. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a fly ball out to left center field. No one's going to get that. That is down in extra bases for Parker Kelly. Up against the wall, Kelly will stop at second with a one-out double. Parker Kelly rips one, second hit for Fresno, and will bring up Ryan Ritter. Good piece of hitting right there as Parker Kelly reaches base, and that ends his drought at the plate. As here comes now Ryan Ritter, 1-for-1 with a single. Ritter has now reached base successfully six straight times. As you can hear a fan saying, "Let's go Grizzlies" right now. Yes, indeed. Luis Carrasco on the mound against Ryan Ritter, who started his career in 2019 with the Athletics. Here comes the first pitch from the right-hander, and it is outside, the count at 1-0. Carrasco, he signed as an international free agent by the Athletics in 2018. As here comes the 1-0 to Ryan Ritter, and that is in there for a strike. And the count now at 1-1 to Ryan Ritter. The shift is on here once again. Huge hole where the shortstop would play. He is way towards the third base bag. Here comes the 1-1. And that is a fly ball. It goes to right field, and it's going to go foul. So now the count is at 1-2 to Ryan Ritter. As we said, all over the California League hitting leaderboard. Ritter, a fourth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022, was known for his defense, but the bat has come alive, and he has now become one of the best hitters in the California League. 1-2, 1-out, runner at second. The Grizzlies trail 1-0. Here's the pitch to Ritter, and Ritter, swing and a miss. He chases after the slider down in the zone, and Ritter not happy with himself. And he is retired for the first time in two nights, as that is the third strikeout for Carrasco. So two outs now, runner at second for Cody Huff, who reached on a fielder's choice, but 0-for-1. So Cody Huff to the dish now. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it is outside. The count at 1-0. Parker Kelly, a big lead over at second base. And he's going to try to create some havoc as Carrasco tries to deliver a pitch here to Cody Huff. Glad you could join us for Friday night baseball here in Stockton, California. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a ground ball, broken bat up the middle. Cook will field it over to first, and it is in time to end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty in the third. They still trail 1-0. You head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We are in the bottom of the third inning. 1-0, Stockton leads Fresno. Michael Persecchi will take on B.J. Cook to lead off the inning. As the Grizzlies and Ports, the Oakland Athletics single-A affiliate, continue their six-game series tonight at Banner Island Ballpark. This is the fourth of five series between the clubs here in 2023 and the last set here in Stockton. The Grizzlies are 54-20 all time against the Ports, 11-9 this year though, and 27-5 all time here at Banner Island Ballpark, 5-3 this season. Last year, Fresno went 26-4 against Stockton with a plus 123 run differential, 239 to 116. Those 26 wins broke the team record for the most victories against an opponent in a single season. First pitch to B.J. Cook is high. The count at 1-0. As Grizzlies and Ports tangle here tonight. Here comes the 1-0 and a curveball that is loopy and misses high. And the count now at 2-0 from Michael Persecchi. Here at Banner Island Ballpark, here comes the 2-0. And that is fouled off. The count now at 2-1. Shadows right now all along the infield, covering both the plate and the pitcher's mound. It is also in right field, but there's still lots of sun, especially in left center. Jesus Bouguerin and left fielder Jake Snyder both wearing shades as that is swung on and missed by Cook. The count now at 2-2. The shadows and the sun have been a factor here in this series. The lights are on here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 2-2 from Persecchi. And it is swung on and missed. Great pitch at 93 from Persecchi. High in the zone. Four strikeouts now for Persecchi. And here comes the right fielder, Colby Thomas, who right now has the only run, a solo homer in the first inning to dead center. As Michael Persecchi ready to go, he will wind and deal. Here comes the pitch. And a loopy breaking ball in there for a strike. And the count at 0-1. Thomas ambushed a pitch back in the first inning. As here comes the 0-1, and that is a fastball check swing foul. The count now at 0-2. So Persecchi, instead of going to the fastball, starts off speed. And then comes back with a very good fastball high in the zone. And now, ahead in the count, 0-2. Here comes the pitch to Thomas. And a loopy breaking ball inside and in the dirt. The count now at 1-2 here at Banner Island Ballpark. Lots of wall signage here at Banner Island. As here comes the 1-2. And that is inside on a good fastball. The count now at 2-2. Short porches, though, to all parts of the park. 300 feet down the left field line, that short porch out there. The Grizzlies had multiple home runs last night, five of them out to left center. It is $3.99 to center and right center field. As here comes the 2-2. And it swung on a miss. He went to the changeup. And down goes Thomas. Five strikeouts now for Prisecki. Two outs in the inning. And here's Manny Pena. So the MLB rehabber back out for his second at-bat tonight as he's recovering from a left wrist injury. But back to Banner Island Ballpark. 3:26 to right field as the first pitch is high. The count at 1-0. But this ballpark, 360 all the way around. You really can walk around this ballpark to get to all areas as that is high. The count at 2-0. A big grassy berm out in right center field. There's also a grassy berm down the right field line. As here comes the 2-0 from Prosecki. And Pena takes a strike on the inside part of the plate. The count at 2-1. The bullpens are out behind the wall, out in left center field. The Ports on the left side, the Grizzlies on the right side. As the 2-1 is a changeup low, the count at 3-1. And then out beyond that, you'll see the big video board out in left center with the American flag above the video board. As here comes the 3-1 from Prosecki inside. And that's a two-out walk to Manny Pena. So just like the second inning, back-to-back strikeouts to start the inning and then a walk. Second walk issued by Prosecki. And here comes Brandon Malone, the first baseman. The concourse is pretty much on the first level where there's a lot of seats that are pretty much right next to the dugouts as well. You'll have a lot of concourse food available for fans. As here comes the first pitch from Prosecki to Malone. And it swung on a miss, a curveball down the zone. The count at 0-1. My favorite food here at the ballpark is some pizza. It is made right in front of you. They have a nice, nice pizza oven. As here comes the 0-1 to Brendan Malone. And it's a curveball that's lifted high to left center field. Racing back is Bougarin. He is at the wall. He looks up, and it is gone. A two-run homer for Brendan Malone. His 10th of the year, and it's 3-0 Ports. Brendan Malone, welcome back to the lineup as he delivers a two-run homer. And the Ports now have gone deep twice tonight. They lead 3-0. Two hits, both home runs tonight for the Ports. And they lead 3-0. As here comes Henry Bolte now with two outs. He struck out in his first at-bat. But back to this ballpark. The Grizzlies dug out on the third base side. Fans are pretty much right on top of the dugout. As the first pitch is a strike to Bolte. The count at 0-1. The Ports dug out on the first base side. And again, right near the fans. Good crowd so far here tonight. As the 0-1's a loopy breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 0-2 on the curveball. Nice ballpark, though, about 2 hours from Fresno. As here comes the 0-2. And it is right down the middle for a strikeout. A two-run homer from Brendan Malone makes it 3-0 Ports. They only have two hits. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Life app, and MILB TV.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We are in the top of the fourth inning, 3-0. The Ports lead the Grizzlies. As Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenc.com. NCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott and Lou Provence, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. Jake Snyder will lead things off against the right-hander Luis Carrasco here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the first pitch, and Snyder takes it for a strike. The count at 0-1 here to Jake Snyder. As here comes the 0-1, and that is fouled off, and quickly 0-2 to Snyder. Carrasco continues to throw strikes. 25 strikes. Actually, 26 strikes in 31 pitches for Carrasco. Talk about throwing strikes. Now 27 strikes in 32 pitches. As here comes the 0-2 to Snyder. And it is down low, and the count now at 1-2. Snyder is 0-for-1. He reached on a fielder's choice. As here comes the 1-2. And it is outside. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. We were talking about this ballpark about 2 hours from Fresno. A great weekend of fun here at Stockton. So if you want to come watch your Grizzlies, I recommend you do so. As here comes the 2-2 to Snyder, and it's outside, ball three. The Grizzlies still embarking on this 12-game road trip. After a 12-game homestand, 6 games in Modesto, now 6 games here in Stockton, the Grizzlies will return home on July 4th. Here comes the 3-2 to Snyder, and it is swung on and missed. 4 Ks now for Carrasco. And Snyder down on strikes, and here comes Skylar Messenger, who struck out his first at-bat. Good fastball at 94 past the bat of Snyder there. So the Grizzlies back home on July 4th. That's their 4th of July fireworks extravaganza presented by Terchansi Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. As here comes the first pitch to Skylar Messenger. It's low, the count at 1-0. Make sure you grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also give us a call, 559-320-4487. Here comes the 1-0, and it's swung on and missed. And I don't know if it bounced off the umpire, but the umpire, Jabril Jeter-Abdullah, getting out of the way on that one. The count now at 1-1. You can also come down to our Terchansi Park box office to purchase your tickets, and I recommend you doing so as quick as possible, as tickets are going fast. We're hoping for a sellout at Terchansi Park. Here comes the 1-1, and it is low in the count at 2 balls and a strike. The Ports will celebrate their July 4th on July 3rd here against the Grizzlies, so should be an exciting night. As here comes the 2-1, and it is in there for a strike, and the count now at 2-2. To Messenger, a .259 average, 5 home runs, and as we said, he's had a great month of June. His count is 2 balls, 2 strikes, 3-0 Ports here in the top of the fourth. The Grizzlies have played from behind multiple times in this series. Here comes the 2-2, and that is down low, but called strike three. Good slider from Carrasco for the second out. 5 Ks now for Carrasco. 2 outs, and here comes Andy Perez, 0-for-1 with a pop-up. But the Grizzlies will welcome the San Jose Giants next week to Terchansi Park. It'll be nice to be back home. A 6-game series against a very good Giants squad. Here comes the pitch to Perez. It is low. The count at 1 ball and no strikes. That whole series will have a military night. We'll also have a healthcare and first responders night. So make sure you come down to the ballpark. Here comes the 1-0, and Perez, that is outside. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. He was trying to bunt himself on. The third baseman and Salone playing just off that third base bag, and a couple feet off the grass as well. As here comes the 2-0 to Perez, and Perez, line drive, base hit to center field. Right on that pitch from Carrasco. And Perez has the third Grizzlies hit of the evening. A single right back up the middle. So now 2 outs, and here comes Jesus Bugarin, who was a victim of a great play from the shortstop in B.J. Cook his first time up. Cook, a diving play at short in that first at-bat for him. But Bugarin has had an outstanding past couple of games. Part of the reason why the Grizzlies have won 7 in a row. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off the catcher's mask in the count at 0-1. Bugarin, a free swinger there. A pitch at 83 miles per hour. So the count in no balls and a strike here in the top of the fourth inning. 3-0, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. Andy Perez, the runner at first. He's got good speed. Second on the team in stolen bases with 9. Carrasco comes set. He has not worked from the stretch much tonight. Here comes the 0-1, and that is outside. The count now at 1-1. Jesus Bugarin, only 21 years old from Ciudad PR, Venezuela. So a battle of Venezuelan players. As here comes the 1-1 to Bugarin. And it is inside, almost hitting him. The count now at 2-1. Bugarin has gone deep in 3 straight games, which is the 3rd longest streak by any Grizzlies batter in a Rockies affiliation. Last year, Hunter Goodman went deep in 4 straight games. And the year before, Colin Simpson did the same. As here comes the 2-1, a check on Perez. He's back safely with a head first dive. Grizzlies manager and first base coach Steve Solis watching on. The Grizzlies third base coach is their bench coach, Cesar Galvez. As here comes the 2-1. Carrasco comes set. Perez, good lead over there at first. Here's the pitch, and Bugarin, that is a pop-up to the second baseman, and that will end the inning. Carrasco has 4 clean innings of baseball. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-0, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. Michael Persecki back on the bump as he'll take on Cameron Masterman to lead off the inning. We were talking promotions before the commercial, and we want to talk more about our promotions that are coming up next week against the San Jose Giants. Make sure you grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. And for not only these next couple of games, the next series, but also all season long, as the Grizzlies trying to clinch a second half playoff berth. So Cameron Masterman will lead things off. He's 0-1. On Tuesday, July 4th, Independence Day, 4th of July fireworks extravaganza presented by Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. As he first pitches a curveball outside, the count at 1-0. 6:35 p.m. first pitch, but because of the crowds expected, we recommend you get there early, as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 1-1. Make sure you grab your food. Make sure you grab your sunscreen. It's going to be a hot night at Chancy Park, but it should be a very fun evening. Fireworks after the game is over. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a called strike. The count at 1-2. It's the best fireworks show in the Central Valley. And again, presented by Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Here comes the 1-2 from Persecki. And it is fouled off by Masterman. And the count remains the same. On Wednesday, July 5th, it's What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch for game 2 of 6 between the Giants and the Grizzlies. Here's the 1-2. And that is swung on and missed. Actually, it was a foul tip, according to the home plate umpire. But either way, Masterman down on strike. 7 strikeouts now for Persecki. As here comes Jose Escorche 0-1 with a strikeout. But What a Deal Wednesday. 2 reserve tickets. 2 Island Water Park tickets, valid Monday through Thursday. 2 hot dogs and 2 sodas. Over a $120 value for just $34. First pitch is outside Escorche. Here comes the 1-0 from Persecki, and it's a ground ball to the shortstop, Perez. Perez, the backhand, the throw to first, and the tag, and it is not made by Kelly. It goes out of the glove as Escorche hit Kelly's arm. And Escort Che is on. So he will reach. I wonder if they're going to rule that a hit or an error. From my initial look, because of the throw from Perez, who kind of lazily threw that ball over. I think it's E6, but we'll see what the ruling is here. As here comes Derek Salome. He walked back in the second inning. So runner at first, and the first base runner besides a home run for the Ports. Actually, they've had a couple walks as well, but two homers so far, and that one, they're going to say it's a single. So it is the first non-homer tonight for Stockton. So Escort Che, the single, he's now 1-for-2. So runner at first with one out. Here comes the 0-1, and it's a high chopper to Perez. A couple bounces. He only got one play, and it's to first, and it's in time. Goes 6-3. Perez makes the play. Escort Che scampers to second. And here comes the catcher, Carlos Franco. Escort Che has great speed, and it was a high, slow chopper. And Perez, who was charging in, only had that one play at first. So now Franco to the dish. He's 0-for-1. But what a deal Wednesday. That is on Wednesday at 6:50 p.m., game 2 of 6. On Thursday, game 3 of 6, Tioga Thursdays, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch against the San Jose Giants. Here comes the pitch from Prosecki, and it's inside. The count at 1-0. Two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. And that is game 3 of 6 against the San Jose Giants. Here comes the 1-0 from Prosecki, and it's inside. The count at 2-0. On Friday, July 7th, is Healthcare and First Responders Night, presented by Central California Faculty and Medical Group. Friday night fireworks and community outreach tonight, presented by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Here comes the 2-0, and that is outside. The count now 3-0 to Franco. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch on Friday. $10 fuel box tickets for all healthcare workers and first responders. Thanks for all that you guys do out there. Here comes the 3-0, and that is inside, ball 4. Franco draws the walk. Third walk now by Prosecki. And runners at first and second with two outs for B.J. Cook, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. On Saturday, game 5 of 6, Military Appreciation Night at 6:50 p.m. first pitch. $10 field box tickets for all active and former military with taco trucks at the ballpark from Patron Tacos. That should be a great night as well. The Grizzlies will be rocking some July 4th hats for not only military night, but also for July 4th. And finally, on Sunday, July 9th, to wrap up the six-game series right before the All-Star break, it's a Save March Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy, a 5:05 p.m. first pitch. Pre-game catch on the field. Come join us for some catch before the game starts. Family, friends, welcome. From 4:05 p.m. to 4:35. That's a cold strike to Cook. The count now at 1-1. So a great week of fun against the San Jose Giants next week. Come join us. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the 1-1 to B.J. Cook from lefty Michael Prosecki, and it's a ground ball base hit to right field. Andrews Jr. will come up throwing. Here's the throw. It is to the plate, and it is not in time. An RBI single for B.J. Cook, and it's 4-0 Ports. Escort Che scores. Franco moves to third. Cook up to second on the throw, so it's an RBI single for B.J. Cook. Advances to second on the throw. Franco does the same as well. Second hit of the inning and a run. And just like that, 4-0 Ports here in the fourth, as we have a mound visit now between Huff and Michael Prosecki. And here comes Colby Thomas, 1-for-2, a solo homer. Michael Prosecki's making his fourth appearance against Stockton, his fourth start. A 1-1 record, a 7.36 ERA. He's had a rough stretch here at Banner Island. He allowed 6 runs and 3 innings of work on May 4th here, where the Grizzlies lost 12-6. They trail 4-0 right now. But his last outing on June 22nd at Modesto, where he picked up a win, 6 innings of work, 1 run was earned, 4 hits, 5 walks, he struck out 6. He also induced 3 double play balls, and all 6 strikeouts were looking. He's got 7 tonight, as the first pitch is a one bouncer to Ryan Ritter, and over to first in time. But the Ports score once again. We head to the fifth. The Grizzlies trail 4-0. Let's see if the offense can get going. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Life app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. The Ports lead the Grizzlies 4-0 here in the top of the fifth innings. The Grizzlies trying to find something offensively. The Grizzlies, though, have trailed multiple times in this series, including 4 and 5 runs. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they are waiting for you. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. As E.J. Andrews Jr. is 0-1, will lead things off against the right-hander Luis Carrasco, who's been fantastic so far tonight. Here on June 30th, the last day of June. Here comes the pitch to E.J. Andrews, and that's a fly ball out to center field. The center fielder in Bolte, he will make the catch, and just like that, one pitch and one out. As Andrews Jr. now 0-2, and here comes Gene Perez, who lined out to left field in his first at-bat. So the Grizzlies trying to get something going offensively. This team has had a very good road trip. Against Luis Carrasco, though, he has solved the riddle of the Grizzlies so far. Here's the pitch. It is high. The count of 1-0. First time we've seen Perez in this series. Gene Perez batting 129, 2 homers, 3 RBI. Joined the Grizzlies a little bit later in the season. Was not a part of their initial roster. Was in high A to start the year. A good defender, and the bat coming around as the pitch is a broken bat. It's going to be a tough play for the second baseman, Escorche, on the run, and he makes it in time for the second out. A broken bat. It goes 4-3, two outs now, and here comes the right fielder in Parker Kelly. So just like that, Carrasco, he just continues to throw strikes. 50 pitches now, 36 strikes. For Carrasco, and there is the broken bat that Gene Perez has. We've now seen 3 or 4 broken bats, and Daniel Amaral picking up those broken bats. I don't know if there's a bat boy here, but I've seen a couple of the Grizzlies non-starters coming and helping out with the lumber. As here comes the pitch to Kelly, and Kelly, a broken bat. That is in a shallow center field, and it is a diving play, but it's missed by the right fielder in Colby Thomas. He laid out and just missed it, but another broken bat. But Kelly now is 2-for-2, a single and a double. 4 hits now for the Grizzlies, 2 outs, and here's Ryan Ritter, who's 1-for-2. Carrasco continues to break bats here. That's the 4th broken bat tonight. So Kelly now 2-for-2, and now gives the ball to Ryan Ritter. Or gives the bat to Ryan Ritter against Luis Carrasco. 1-for-2, a single in the first inning. The shift on again against Ritter. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And Ritter, fly ball to left field, a base hit. He is now 2-for-3, a single. And just like that, first pitch swinging. So Ritter now has 2 hits. So Ritter and Kelly have 4 of the five Grizzlies hits, and here comes Cody Huff, who reached on a fielder's choice E for his first time up. He is 0 for 2. Runners at first and second with two outs. This is the best the Grizzlies have had offensively tonight. The Grizzlies five hits now. Out hitting Stockton, but they trail 4-0. Cody Huff at the dish. Great night for baseball here in Stockton, California. Here's the pitch. And it is inside. And the count at 1-0 to Cody Huff. So 1-0. Cody Huff, a 7th-round draft pick in 2022 by the Rockies out of Stanford, as he takes a pitch outside. The count at 2-0. As the Grizzlies offense trying to get things going in these two games so far, Fresno has tallied 23 runs on 30 hits and 12 walks. So here comes the 2-0, and that is a called strike, and the count at 2-1. And as we said in the pregame show, the last five wins Fresno has had against the Ports, they have scored 10-plus runs. So now 2-1, 2 outs here in the top of the 5th inning. 4-0, Stockton leads Fresno. Here's the pitch, and Huff swing and a miss. The count now at 2-2. Good fastball at 93 from Carrasco. The Grizzlies did not take BP today. They hit just in the cages, a warm one here during batting practice. So the Grizzlies decided they will just do defensive drills and just hit and do some cage work. As the count is 2-2. Runners at first and second with 2 outs to Cody Huff. Here comes the pitch from Carrasco. And it's a ground ball. Slowly hit. It's going to be a tough play for the third baseman. He looks around the diamond and the throw to first in time. He wanted to go to second initially, then over to first. Salone makes the play. And the Grizzlies come up empty once again. 5 scoreless innings for Luis Carrasco as we head to the bottom of the 5th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We are in the bottom of the 5th inning, 4-0. The Ports lead the Grizzlies. Manny Pena will lead things off. He's 0-1 with a walk and a run scored back in the 3rd. As Michael Perseki has just allowed 4 hits, 3 walks. He's allowed 4 runs, though, 3 of them via homer. Here comes the pitch, and Pena, first pitch swinging out to center field. Bouguereau racing back. He's towards the wall, and he will make the catch. A long out, and Pena is retired. He is on Major League rehab as he is retired. First out of the inning, here comes Brennan Malone, who had a 2-run homer back in the 3rd inning. And just talked to the Ports broadcaster, Alex Jensen. He said that ball that Malone hit got out to left center, and he doesn't know how Malone got that out, is that ball of his 10 home runs was the lowest in terms of velocity and distance from him this year. And at any other ballpark in the California League, it does not get out. So here comes the 0-1, and that is inside. The count of 1-1. By the way, the two homers allowed by Persecki tonight has now doubled what he's done all year. He only allowed one homer coming into tonight's game as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 1-2. And that was at Excite Ballpark by Zach Morgan, the former Fresno State Bulldog. He hit one to center field, so he's allowed two tonight, and they only had one coming into tonight's game. So uncharacteristic. The count is 1-2 here to Brendan Malone. Here comes the pitch from Persecki, and a pop-up. This is going to be close to the line, but caught in fair territory by the first baseman in Parker Kelly. So two outs now. And here comes Henry Bolte, who struck out looking in his first two at-bats. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, a beautiful night here in Stockton, California. Glad you could tune in for Friday Night Baseball. Game 3 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Ports. First pitch is a curveball in there, and the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies, winners of 18 of their last 22. Here comes the 0-1, and that is outside. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies have won 7 in a row, 8 of 9 as well. As here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off. And the count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies dropped the opener against the Modesto Nuts at John Thurman Field. And then since then, they've been on a tear. The Grizzlies have been very good offensively. The pitching staff has done the job. Their bullpen has been terrific. As here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. A 1-2-3 inning. Persecki, 8 strikeouts, 1 shy of a career high. We head to the top of the 6th. The Grizzlies need to get going offensively. They trail 4-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the 6th inning, the Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-0. It's Chauncey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chauncey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the 6th inning, we thank Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Jake Snyder will lead things off. He's 0-2 tonight. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Carrasco. And a bunt attempt and a perfectly placed one. Tough play. Bare hand from Carrasco. The throw to first. Not in time. Maybe that's what kickstarts the Grizzlies' offense. A bunt single for Jake Snyder. So a single there. That is the 6th hit for Fresno. And the leadoff man is on as here comes DH Skyler Messenger, who is 0-2 tonight. But a perfectly placed bunt by Jake Snyder just to the right of the pitcher's mound, from my point of view to the left. Carrasco came off the mound, but where that ball was placed, the only thing he could do is barehand it and throw it over to first. And even with a good throw, Snyder's speed beats it out. As Messenger swinging a miss on a breaking ball, the count at 0-1. That looked like the slider there that Messenger swung and missed at. So Jake Snyder, the bunt single. Maybe that's what Fresno needs They trail 4-0 here in the top of the sixth. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. Count is 0-1 to Messenger. Here comes the pitch from Carrasco. And it is low. Good changeup. But outside. And the count now at 1-1. A right-hander. I believe that is Braxton Hyde starting to loosen in the Grizzlies' pen. The Grizzlies in the red uniforms. The Ports in the blue. Here comes the 1-1. And it's a ground ball. This could be 2-5-4-3. A double play. Two outs now. As Salome to Escorche, over to Malone, and a double play, and just like that, two outs. And here comes Andy Perez. So two outs now, and Andy Perez now 1-for-2 coming to the plate. So the Grizzlies, an opportunity now wasted there with the double play. First double play, turn tonight by the Ports. As Perez looks to bunt, it goes to the backstop. The count at 1-0. As the Grizzlies trail here to Stockton. Great night as well here at the ballpark. Glad you could tune in this evening. Here comes the 1-0 to Perez. And it is inside. And the count now at 2-0. Good pitch right there from the right-hander Carrasco, who just continues to throw strikes. Here comes the 2-0. And Perez, did he go around? He did. And the count now at 2-1. Perez not happy with the call. Asked for an explanation from the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah. But the base umpire, Andrew Schrock, was the one who said that he did go around. So count now at 2-0. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off and hit Perez. The count now at 2-2. The Grizzlies tied for first in the California League North Division standings for overall record. They are in first place here in the second half, the only undefeated team here in the California League second half. Three other games going on. Here comes the 2-2 to Perez from Carrasco, who winds and deals. And Perez fouls it off. We'll do it again with the same count. Here at Banner Island Ballpark, as we said, a shorter ballpark, a lot smaller than at Chukchansey Park. Good crowd on hand, too. Just one level all the way down to the ends of the third and first base lines, as that is a ground ball up the middle, a base hit. Andy Perez has two hits now. A two-out single for him. Seven hits for Fresno. Jake Snyder, the bunt single, and then Perez, Andy Perez, Parker Kelly, and Ryan Ritter have the other six. So now here's Jesus Bugarin, 0-for-2. A line-out and a pop-up for him. But so three players with multi-hit games for Fresno. Here's the pitch to Bugarin, and it's a high chopper, and it goes foul as the third base coach, Cesar Galvez, trying to make a play. Runs into the third base from Salome. The count at 0-1. So three multi-hit games already. Parker Kelly has the lone extra base hit, a double. Ryan Ritter, two singles. Andy Perez, two singles. Perez in similar spots in both of his hits. Ryan Ritter, similar spots in both of his hits. Here comes the 0-1. And that is swung on and missed. The count now 0-2 to Bugarin. Good fastball there from Carrasco at 92 miles per hour. As the Grizzlies, they trail 4-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. They have seven hits, though, tonight. They're out hitting the Ports by three. The Grizzlies just can't put anything together. Can't string together hits, which have been their big plus over their seven-game win streak. Here comes the 0-2, and Bugarin foul ball into the catcher's mask once again of Franco. And the count remains at 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. From Luis Carrasco, as we said, cousins of Carlos Carrasco. So, of course, you have the family blood when it comes to pitching. 21 years old for Carrasco. 6'1", 180 pounds with a right-hander. Here's the 0-2 with a runner going. The throw to second. It is not in time, and Andy Perez has a stolen base. That is his 10th of the season. Now a runner at second with two outs as the count is 1-2 to Bugarin. As Carrasco working here in the sixth inning. For Carrasco, this is his second start this year going six innings. The last time he did that was on June 15th at Lake Elsinore, where he allowed one earned run. He struck out five. He's got five strikeouts tonight as well. As Bouguereen, fly ball, center field, racing back, and it's over! The center fielder's head in Bolte. Extra bases for Jesus Bouguereen, and the Grizzlies are on the board here in the sixth. Jesus Bouguereen's 14th RBI, a seven-game hit streak for him, and the Grizzlies have scored. Perez comes home on the double from Jesus Bouguereen, who is now 1-for-3. And here comes E.J. Andrews. So an RBI double, third hit of the inning for Fresno, and a run as well as they finally get to Carrasco here in the sixth. It's now 4-1. So runner at second now with two outs, and now E.J. Andrews, who's 0-for-2. And one swing of the bat, the Grizzlies are right back in this contest. Here comes the first pitch from Carrasco with a little bit of a shift on here against E.J. Andrews. Big hole. And now he swings and fouls it off the catcher's mask. And the count at 0-1. And that's like the third time I believe I've seen Franco have a ball go off his mask. By the way, that is the fourth double for Jesus Bouguereen. He's got more triples and homers than doubles this year. The ball going over the center fielder Henry Bolte's head. So Bouguereen continues his hit streak to 7 games, 14 RBI for him. As that is swung on and missed, the count now at 0-2. Good fastball there from Carrasco in 92, and Andrews Jr. coming up empty. Andrews Jr., 8 home runs this year. Batting .230, a .768 OPS. Here comes the 0-2 to Andrews Jr. And that is swung on and missed, and Carrasco is through six innings of work, a season high. We had the bottom of the sixth. The Grizzlies, though, score a run on a Jesus Bouguereen RBI double. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 4-1. The Ports lead the Grizzlies. Michael Persecki's night is done as Braxton Hyde will take over, and Cameron Masterman to the dish. Here comes the first pitch from Hyde. And it's a ground ball to the third baseman in Gene Perez. The throw to first, it's high, but it's in time. Kelly comes down with it. And just like that, Masterman is retired. He's 0-for-3. So Braxton Hyde into the game, and Michael Persecki, five innings of work for Persecki. He allowed four runs on four hits, three walks, eight strikeouts, two homers as well for Persecki. A solo shot and a two-run homer. As the next pitch is inside Escorche, the count at 1-0. So Persecki again, five innings, four hits, four runs, all earned, three walks, eight strikeouts. Here's the 1-0 from Hyde, and a slow ground ball to Gene Perez, and the throw over, and it is in time again. Gene Perez making another great play, two outs now, and here comes Derek Salome. So for Persecki, by the way, Persecki is five innings, just shy of a career high and is 8 strikeouts, 1 shy of a career high as well. Does not have any season or career high numbers from this outing. As now Braxton Hyde takes over. He's gotten 2 quick outs so far. Here comes the pitch to Salome, and it's high in the count at 1-0. Hyde is appearing in his 18th game all out of the bullpen, a 2-1 record, a 7.71 ERA. Here comes the 1-0. It's a good pitch in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. Braxton Hyde is 6'3", 195 pounds. Here comes the 1-1. And it's lined to right field. It's going to be a tough play, and it goes foul into the right field corner, where in my point of view, I cannot see. Trusting the umpire's vision on that one. The count now 1-2 to Salome, who's 0-1 with a walk. Braxton Hyde is 22 years old from Liberal, Kansas, a 14th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of Butler Community College. They were known as the Grizzlies and now playing for the Grizzlies. So from college to pro, the same alma mater. Small town in Liberal, Kansas. Great family as well. I've had a chance to meet the Hyde family. And we can tell where Braxton Hyde gets a lot of his great energy. As he is ahead in the count, looking for a 1-2-3 sixth inning. The Grizzlies trailing the Ports 4-1. Here comes the 1-2. And it swung on and missed. And Braxton Hyde, a 1-2-3 inning as he strikes out Derek Salome. We head to the seventh. The Grizzlies still trail 4-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-1 as another MLB rehab player will pitch now for the Ports. It is left-hander Richard Lovelady who takes over for Luis Carrasco. And Carrasco tonight, 6 innings of work, 8 hits, 1 run, it was earned. No walks, 6 Ks. And I wonder how many times they said Carlos Carrasco instead of Luis Carrasco. But he pitched like his cousin very well tonight. 6 innings of 1-run baseball. 8 hits, no walks, 6 strikeouts for Carrasco. He's in line for the win. And now to the second Major League rehabber that the Athletics tagged today to the Ports roster. And it's left-hander Richard Lovelady who will work an inning as a Major League rehabber. That means no clock right now for him as well. So Lovelady will take over. 7 years professional for him. He is going to be 27 or 28 years old this year. Richard Lovelady, big league experience. And the Grizzlies have faced Lovelady when they were in AAA in the PCL and now facing him here in single A as Gene Perez will lead things off, who is 0-2, a line out and a ground out. So Richard Lovelady will take over. He was on the 15-day IL, added on June 15th for a left elbow strain. Here's the first pitch, and it's fouled off by Perez. The count at 0-1. Richard Lovelady takes over. Lovelady is 6 feet, 185 pounds from Hinesville, Georgia. Claimed off waivers from the Braves here in 2023. As that's a ground ball, goes foul. The count at 0-2. Lovelady has appeared in the big leagues after being drafted out of Kennesaw State, the Owls, back in the 10th round in 2016 by the Royals, pick number 313. He has pitched in 70 career Major League games. Here's the 0-2, and Perez fouls it off. The count still remains at no balls, two strikes. 27 years old, 6 feet, 185 pounds. Comes at a three-quarters sidearm angle from the left side. And last year pitched in AAA Gwinnett for the Braves system. Now with the Athletics. As you said, a left elbow strain. As Perez fouls it off, the count remains at 0-2. He's also pitched with Omaha, including times against the Grizzlies. He's also appeared in with Northwest Arkansas and Wilmington, Idaho Falls as well. Now here in Stockton, here's the 0-2, and Perez, high chopper up the middle. B.J. Cook ranges over. They throw it at first, and it is just in time. He beats Perez. What a throw from Cook, and Perez is retired. Goes 6-3 for the first out. And here comes Parker Kelly. Steve Solis letting the first base umpire Andrew Schrock know how close that ball was. But Perez is retired, and here comes Andrew Schrock. Or here comes Parker Kelly. It's Andrew Schrock talking to Steve Solis. So now Parker Kelly, who's 2-for-2, a double and a single to the plate. And that is outside. The count at 1-0 from Richard Lovelady. As he's coming back from a left elbow strain. 15-day IL for him. Here comes the 1-0, and it is inside, but it's called a strike, and the count at 1-1. Part of the plethora of moves today for Stockton, they added Cameron Masterman. They also added Manny Pena. They also added Richard Lovelady. They placed Tommy Stevenson on the IL after he was hit by a pitch last night. Here comes the 1-1 outside, the count at 2-1. And they also placed Pedro Pineda on the temporary inactive list. Here comes the 2-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-2. Good pitch, high and in at 92 from Richard Lovelady. Lovelady faced the Grizzlies a couple years ago with the Omaha Storm Chasers. Trying to get back to the big leagues to help out the Athletics. As we said, a Kennesaw State product. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Kelly down on strike, second out of the inning. First strikeout for Lovelady. And here comes Ryan Ritter, who is 2-for-3. So Kelly strikes out, and now Ryan Ritter. This should be a fun matchup for Richard Tyler Lovelady. Nickname is Love. Born on July 7th, 1995, so we'll celebrate a birthday soon. He'll be 28 years old. Here comes the pitch, and Ritter, fly ball, left field, it's going way back there, at the wall, it is gone! Ryan Ritter, his 17th homer of the season, his third in his past two games. This could be the California League June Player of the Month with that home run. Ryan Ritter has a three-hit game. And just like that, it is 4-2. Ritter, the home run off of Richard Lovelady. And just like that, it is 4-2. That ball out to left center field, the left fielder and Masterman climbing the wall trying to get to that. As the first pitch is a called strike to Cody Huff. So Ritter, the home run right there, that was off the bat at 93 miles per hour, 374 feet. Here comes the pitch, swung on and missed. The count now 0-2 to Cody Huff. So Ryan Ritter's 17th homer of the year. That leads the California League. His third homer in his past two nights. He homered twice last night. He has now homered in back-to-back games for the third time this season. And the Grizzlies now trail 4-2 here in the seventh. The Grizzlies trying to have a comeback win tonight, and it starts here in the seventh. Here's the 0-2, and it's inside to Huff. The count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies this year The seventh inning has been their most productive inning, 60 runs scoring. They have scored 143 of their 404 runs. That is 36% here in the seventh inning. That's a ground ball to shortstop Cook. Tough bounce. It bounces off him. He will throw it to first, and he still beats Cody Huff to the bag to end the inning. Cecil East not happy again with the call, but that ends the frame. Ryan Ritter, a solo homer. The Grizzlies trail 4-2. We head to the stretch here at Banner Island Ballpark. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Stretch time bomb the seventh inning. The Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-2 as their seven-game win streak is on the line. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the seventh inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here on June 30th, we are almost in July. As Carlos Franco will lead things off against Braxton High. The first pitch is high. The count at 1-0. High to 1-2-3, sixth inning. The Grizzlies now have retired 7 in a row as that pitch is lifted foul. The count now at 1-1 as a right-hander starts to get loose down in the Ports pen. As the Grizzlies will have to come back from behind. They have a lot of comeback wins this year, though, so this is not uncharted territory as that pitch is foul. The count now at 1-2. Ryan Ritter, a solo homer in the seventh inning. And Jesus Bugarin, an RBI double. Those are the Grizzlies' RBI so far tonight. As the Grizzlies trying to win tonight's contest. Here comes the 1-2. And it's lifted and out of play. It's time for scores around the California League. Let's start with the game in San Jose between the Giants and the Modesto Nuts. And it's all Modesto, 9-4 in the bottom of the fifth. As that's in the dirt, the count at 2-2. Modesto's won the first two games of that series. The Nuts, after losing 5 in a row to the Grizzlies, have made San Jose look really bad so far. Modesto has 10 hits, including Cole Young, who is 2-for-4 with 3 RBI. He hit a home run last night. As that is swung on and missed, Braxton Hyde has back-to-back punch-outs. One out in the inning. Here comes B.J. Cook, who's 1-for-2, an RBI single in the fourth. Miguel Perez also has 2 hits, and so does Gabe Moncada back off the injured list for Modesto. He's got 2 hits and 2 runs. Josh Hood also has scored twice as well. For San Jose offensively, a little bit quiet. Here's the pitch. It's high. The count at 1-0. They have 3 doubles so far, including Zach Morgan, who we talked about a little bit earlier. But right now, Modesto, a 5-run fifth inning. They lead 9-4 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Let's head over to Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore. They are in the bottom of the fifth as well. It is 3-2 Inland Empire in the bottom of the fifth as Jake Madden gets the ball for the 66ers. Lake Elsinore, 2 hits and an RBI for Ethan Salas. He has 2 doubles tonight. He has two of the three hits for Inland Empire, or for Lake Elsinore. Well, Inland Empire, Yadiel Sanchez, who came off the bench, he has two hits, or an RBI and a run. And Kevin Watson Jr., two hits and an RBI, as well as Inland Empire leads Lake Elsinore 3-2. Ethan Salas has two doubles, as that is a ball four. The 3-1 just missed. B.J. Cook draws the one-out walk. Fourth walk by Fresno pitching. Here comes Colby Thomas, who's 1-for-3. So B.J. Cook saw five pitches, four of them four balls. So now here's Colby Thomas, the solo homer to start tonight's contest. And Stockton hasn't looked back so far. Here comes the pitch to Thomas, and it's in the dirt. The count at 1-0. Finally, let's head over to Rancho Cucamonga, where the Quakes lead the Visalia Rawhide 8-6 in the top of the eighth inning. Visalia, though, has scored three runs in the seventh, trying to make a comeback. Rancho, three runs in the first, five runs in the fourth. Here comes the 1-0 to Colby Thomas from Braxton Hyde. He'll check on the runner, back safely with a head-first dive. Visalia has three hits from Rojas at the top of the lineup. They have six hits overall from their top three of the lineup. A triple by Conticello as well in the sixth hole, as that is low. The count at 2-0 to Colby Thomas. Rancho Cucamonga tonight, home runs from Luis Rodriguez, his first of the season. A double from Izarra and Doncon. The count is 2-0 here to Colby Thomas. Top of the Rancho Cucamonga lineup has four hits, as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 2-1. Rodriguez, three RBI in that number four spot for Rancho Cucamonga, who's had a great season overall. They have the best record in the California League at 43-28, 4-1 here in the second half. The Grizzlies, they continue to win, though, trying to keep pace with the Quakes. Here comes the 2-1. It is outside. The count now 3-1 to Colby Thomas. Our score here, though, 4-2. Stockton leads Fresno here in the bottom of the seventh. Runner at first with one out. A 3-1 count to Colby Thomas. It was 1-for-3 tonight. Here comes the pitch from Braxton Hyde, and it's fouled off, and the count now at 3-2. Good pitch right there from Hyde, 94 miles per hour, and Thomas just getting a piece of it. By the way, that walk to B.J. Cook stopped a span of eight straight batters that were recorded as outs by Grizzlies pitching. Here's the pitch, a high chopper to the third baseman, Gene Perez. He only has one place to first, and it's in time. B.J. Cook up to second base. Great play again from Gene Perez. It goes 5-3, two outs now. And here's Manny Pena, and it looks like it is not. It's going to be a pinch hitter. It's going to be number four, Jose Mujica, who will pinch hit here for Pena. So we will write into the box score. So Jose Mujica, who had three hits, including a home run and three RBI last night. So Jose Mujica for Pena. So that means the MLB rehabber goes 0-for-2 with a walk and a run in his first outing with the Ports. So Jose Mujica will pinch hit. We'll make sure we write that in the box score, where it's number four on the back of his jersey. Runner at second with two outs here in the seventh inning. Action in both pens, by the way. Right-handers on both sides. Here comes the pitch from Braxton Hyde, and it's a high fly ball right center field. It's going to be playable for Andrews Jr., and he will make the catch. Braxton Hyde, two scoreless innings of work. The Grizzlies trail by two. We head to the eighth inning. Can the Grizzlies mount a comeback tonight for their eighth straight win? You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-2. They will need a comeback clause win tonight as they now take on the right-hander Pedro Santos out of the Stockton bullpen. Santos has been one of the most consistent relievers for the Ports this year. In 22 games out of the pen, Santos 2-2, a 2.96 ERA. He has 13 games finished, 4 saves overall for the right-hander, as Santos will take on Jake Snyder to lead things off here in the top of the eighth. So it'll be 3-4-5 for the Grizzlies, and it starts with Jake Snyder, as here comes the first pitch from the right-hander Santos. And that's a ground ball or line drive off of Santos right to the second baseman and ask Corjay for the out. And I hope that Santos is okay. He was hit hard by that line drive at 102 miles per hour. So it goes 1-4-3 on the, so it was a line drive off of Santos, went right to the second baseman, ask Corjay to first to Malone for the out. But now the concern is to Pedro Santos. That ball was ripped from Jake Snyder, who was 1-for-3. He had a bunt single in his last at-bat. As now they check on Santos there. And that's kind of the luck the Grizzlies have had tonight. Even though they've won 7 in a row, and you can complain a little bit about what's going on, that line drive at 102, it hit off the pitcher right to the second baseman, and Santos will leave with an injury. So we'll have a break. The pitcher will have as much time to warm up. We'll find out who it is right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the top of the eighth still. An injury to pitcher Pedro Santos after a line drive from Jake Snyder hit Santos. I don't know exactly where it hit him, but it ricocheted off of him to the second baseman, Jose Escorche, who made the out. So one out here in the inning. It was 102 miles per hour off the bat of Snyder. One out here in the inning. No one on base. The Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-2 as Blaise Pontes will take over. He'll take on Skylar Messenger, who is 0-3. And so Pontes will take over the second time we've seen him in this series. Pontes this year, 24 games. He's only made one start, an 0-3 record, a 3.43 ERA. He leads the team with 5 saves this year. He also has 4 holds as well. A right-hander from Hawaii in Pontes. So Santos is out. He was 6'4". Pontes now at 6 feet, 185 pounds, a 16th round draft pick in 2022. So Pontes takes over on the bump now. As here comes Skylar Messenger, who's 0-3. So we are back in action here, and that is never fun seeing someone leave with an injury, no matter who it is. Here comes the pitch from Pontes to Messenger. And it is high for a ball, and the count at 1-0. So 1-0 here in the top of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-2. Here's the 1-0, and Messenger swing and a miss on the slider. The count at 1-1, 83 miles per hour. Messenger 0-3, 2 strikeouts and a double play. Has not been a great night so far for him, but can change it with one swing of the bat. As he swings and misses, the count now at 1-2. Fastball at 91 there from Pontes. As Messenger calls time, it'll be Perez after that, who's 2-3. As the Grizzlies trying to put something together here in the eighth inning. They have really have not been able to put it together. They have left a lot of runners on. 9 hits for them overall. Here comes the 1-2. And it is high for a ball, and the count now at 2-2. Pontes was going to the breaking ball there at 84, just missed in the upper part of the zone. The count now at 2-2. Here comes the pitch once again from Pontes. And it is fouled off by Messenger, who is right on it. From Pontes, P-O-N-T-E-S, spelled Pontes for his pronunciation, P-A-W-N-T-E-Z. So a little bit similar to how he spells it. Blaze from Mililani, Hawaii, a 16th round draft pick in 2022. Here comes the 2-2 to Messenger, and he fouls it off. We'll do it again with the same count. The Grizzlies trying to put something together. The Grizzlies 5-0 here in the second half, 7 straight wins. They've won 18 of their last 22. This is a red-hot Grizzlies team. They have come back from multiple deficits in just this series alone. Here comes the 2-2, and it's swung on and missed, and Messenger down on strikes again. Third time he has struck out, he's 0-4. And with two outs, here's Andy Perez, who's 2-3. A run scored back in the sixth. It was the Grizzlies trying to get something going here. It's been a tough evening for Fresno offensively. They have left 6 runners on base. here tonight. So two outs now, and here's Perez. Perez 2-for-3. Here's the first pitch, and it is low for a ball. The count at 1-0. Bouguereau on deck, so if Perez can reach, we'll have the big bopper coming up. As the Grizzlies trying to have a comeback win tonight. The Grizzlies, innings 7 through 9, have been their best this year. Here comes the 1-0, and it is inside. The count now at 2-0. The Grizzlies right now a 2-run game. Fresno this year, 36 of their 71 games have ended in 1 or 2 run affairs. That is 51% of their games. They are 22-14 in that span. Here's the 2-0 to Perez, and it is in there for a strike, and the count at 2-1. Good pitch there from Pontes. Pontes, a good fastball, but the slider is the bread and butter for him. 2-1 here to Perez. Here comes the pitch, and a bunt attempt, and it's inside. Did he go around? He did not. It's now 3-1. Perez showing where his bat was, and he pulled it back on that bunt attempt. So count now at 3-1, as Perez calls his time right here, batting 241 with one homer this year. Perez is more a line drive hitter to all gaps. Perez only 19 years old, the youngest player on this Grizzlies roster. Here comes the 3-1 from Pontes. And that's a ground ball, hard hit to the second baseman, and escorted to first in time. And that is a clean inning for the Porch. The Grizzlies have one more chance to continue their win streak. We head to the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies trail 4-2. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-2. It's Chauncey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn, drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chauncey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. As we have time called right here by the home plate umpire, and he is writing down something on his notebook. Don't know what was written down right there. As they're letting everything know what's going on, and they're saying it was a mound visit right there from Cody Huff. But again, we thank Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch is a ground ball to Andy Perez as short. They throw to first in time. And Malone is out as the first pitch from Davis Palermo. And it retires Malone. Malone had a 2-run homer back in the third. It goes 6-3 on the putout. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trail 4-2. Davis Palermo now on the bump for the Grizzlies as here comes Henry Bolte. Here in the bottom of the eighth, here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and the count at 0-1 to Bolte. As the Grizzlies have three outs to play with in the ninth inning. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander Palermo to Henry Bolte, who's 0-3. Here's the pitch. And it's low, and the count now at 1-1 here on June 30th, the last day of June. As the Grizzlies trying to come back and win this one tonight. Trailing the Ports. Here comes the pitch, and it is low again. The count now at 2-1. From Davis Palermo, the right-hander is 6'4", 200 pounds, 23 years old from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. As that's a fly ball to right field, Andrews Jr. racing back, and he can't make the catch. It goes off the wall, extra bases for Bolte. He goes to third, a head-first dive. He is in there safely. A one-out triple for Henry Bolte as Andrews Jr. tried to play it off the wall. And just like that, the Ports have an insurance runner at third base with one out. Bolte's first hit of the game after he struck out his first three times. And a triple right there. That is the first hit for Stockton since the fourth inning. They have five overall, three for extra bases. And here comes Cameron Masterman, who's 0-3 as the Grizzlies infield will have to come in right here. So Bolte gets there, and he'll make sure that he is good to go. From Davis Palermo, an eighth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of North Carolina. Here comes the pitch to Masterman, and it's in the dirt. Good stop from Cody Huff, the count at 1-0. As Huff, great stop right there, making sure that ball didn't get into his catcher's gear. That would have been an extra base awarded to Bolte if it did go into the catcher's gear. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. As that's a fly ball to center field. Way back there. Boo Green at the wall. He will make the catch. This will score Bolte. It's now 5-2 Ports. The sack fly right there from Cameron Masterman. It scores Bolte. And just like that, it is quickly 5-2. Two outs now. And here comes Jose Escorche. Big insurance run for Stockton. And here's Jose Escorche, 1-3 with a run scored. From Davis Palermo, here comes the pitch to Escorche from the right-hander. And it is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. So 5-2 Stockton now here in the eighth inning. Davis Palermo appearing in his 21st game all out of the pen. 1-1 record, a 4.71 ERA. As that is in the dirt, the count now at 1-1. Palermo, really good fastball, really good slider. The triple from Bolte and then the sacrifice fly to center field scores the run. So now 5-2 Stockton. The Grizzlies have a lot of work to do to continue this win streak. Here comes the 1-1, and that is outside, and the count at 2-1. Good pitch there from Palermo. Grizzlies will have Boo Green, Andrews Jr., and Gene Perez in the ninth inning. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. Similar spot as the one before. The count now at 2-2. The Grizzlies don't need any more runs to score here. Jose Escorche, very, very gritty player, just like his manager, Gregorio Petit, who will be a pregame guest later on in this series. 2-2. Here comes the pitch. And a base hit up the middle for Escorche as he flips his bat towards the dugout. And a single right there for Escorche. He's 2-4. That is the second hit this inning. 6 overall now for Stockton, who has only 5 runs tonight on 6 hits. And here's Derek Salome, who's 0-2 with a walk. I'd like to give a shout-out to the world's best girlfriend, and Noah, listening back in Fresno, California. Thanks for tuning in this evening as the Grizzlies looking to come back tonight. Here in the bottom of the eighth, they trail 5-2 to Stockton as their 7-game win streak in jeopardy as the first pitch is a called strike. The count at 0-1. San Jose trailing Modesto 9-4. The Grizzlies still will be in first place no matter what here in the second half, whether they win or lose. Here comes the 0-1, and that is in the dirt. Good stop from Cody Huff. The count now at 1-1 as it went final tonight. Rancho Cucamonga beats Visalia 8-6. The Grizzlies will continue their series tomorrow night. Three more games left in this series, so stay tuned for the postgame show to hear about the wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Great pitching matchup tomorrow night. Here comes the 1-1. And a chopper to third baseman Perez. The throw to second, and it is in time. Perez went the short way, and Ritter covering makes the play. The Grizzlies, though, trail 5-2. They have three outs to play with to extend their winning streak. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Ports 5-2 here at Stockton, California, at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies' seven-game win streak on the line as they will need three runs to at least tie it off of right-hander Blaise Pontes. And we'll start with center fielder Jesus Bouguerin, who is 1-for-3 with an RBI double. It'll be Bouguerin, Andrews Jr., and Perez against the right-hander in Blaise Pontes. So the Grizzlies 18-4 over the last 22 contests. In the month of June, they are 18-6. And the Grizzlies looking for a comeback win tonight. This season, Fresno has 11 comeback wins in the seventh inning or later. So Jesus Bouguerin will lead things off. It'll be Bouguerin, Andrews Jr., Perez. Here comes the first pitch from the right-hander in Pontes. And it is a called strike. The count at 0-1. The Ports doing a great job just throwing strikes tonight. Started from starter Luis Carrasco, then Lovelady, Santos, and now Pontes. Here comes the 0-1, and that is fouled off, and quickly 0-2 to Bouguerin. Bouguerin's three-game homer hit streak on the line. He's got seven this year. As the Grizzlies trail 5-2 here in the ninth inning, out-hitting Stockton 9-6. But Stockton, three of their six hits for extra bases. Here comes the 0-2 to Bouguerin. Long pause from Pontes. Here's the pitch. And it is outside. And the count now at 1-2. Nice crowd on hand here in Banner Island Ballpark. A beautiful night right near the waterfront here in Stockton. Here comes the 1-2, and it is high ball two. The Grizzlies just trying to get something going together, string together, walks, hits, whatever will take. The Grizzlies' offense in their last five wins against the Ports has scored 10-plus runs. Tonight, only two. 2-2 to Bouguerin. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off as Bouguerin right on that fastball from Pontes. Count remains at 2-2. The Grizzlies have a couple players with multi-hits, including Ryan Ritter, three hits and a homer at the top of the lineup. Here comes the 2-2, and it is a chopper to the second baseman, Escorche. The throw to first, and it's in time. 4-3, Escorche has been busy over there at second. One out, and the Grizzlies down to their final two, as here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. is 0-3. So Bouguerin, unless this game continues in some way, will have his homer streak come to an end. Despite an RBI double tonight, the Grizzlies trying to get something going. They have two hits from Andy Perez, three hits from Ritter, two hits from Parker Kelly. But that is it. In terms of multi-hits, Jake Snyder has a bunt single, Bouguereau an RBI double. It's the first pitch, Andrews Jr. is a called strike. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies down their final two outs here tonight. Here comes the 0-1. And it is outside. And the count at 1-1. Bryant Betancourt is on deck for Fresno. Looks like he will pinch hit for Gene Perez. As Andrews Jr. looks to get on, here's the pitch. And it is inside, and the count now at 2-1. So Brian Betancourt on deck. He was supposed to get the night off, but now could pinch hit for Gene Perez, who is due next. As that is a ground ball and a base hit to left field. That gets past the diving shortstop of Cook. Andrews Jr. is first hit of the game. A one-out single. And the Grizzlies trying to get something going here. That's their 10th hit tonight. And here's Bryant Betancourt now to pinch hit for Gene Perez. So the Grizzlies have life here in the ninth inning with one out and a runner at first. So E.J. Andrews Jr. now at first base. And now Bryant Betancourt to the dish. Betancourt has been hitting the ball well of late. He had a 2-RBI single last night. The night before had a 2-RBI double. Betancourt has hit safely in three straight games. A double, 4-RBI, 2 runs, and a walk. A 385 clip. So Betancourt now looks to continue his hit streak as a pinch hitter tonight for Gene Perez. One out here in the ninth inning. So Brian Betancourt batting 230 with one homer. And he, just like Andrews Jr., trying to get on here. Here comes the pitch from Pontes to Betancourt. And Betancourt looks at a called strike. The count at 0-1. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate from Pontes at 89 miles per hour. It's a very good Ports team. The record may not show it. This was a team that started 3-18. As that is fouled off, the count at 0-2. So Betancourt now will have to battle here with two strikes. Always tough to come off the bench as a pinch hitter in any situation. Runner at first is Andrews Jr. The Grizzlies trail 5-2 here in the ninth inning. Here comes the 0-2. And Betancourt high and inside. And the count now at 1-2 as Betancourt backs away from the plates. Brian Betancourt, 19 years old as well. He's from Valencia, Venezuela. Here comes the 1-2 from Pontes. Long pause. And time called by Betancourt at the dish. The pitch clock was down to 3 seconds. And I don't think Betancourt, just like myself, didn't like how long Pontes was waiting there. Pontes has really changed the timing of this game. Long pauses taking down that pitch clock all the way down. We've seen it multiple times tonight. 1-2. Andrews Jr. at first base. Here's the pitch from Pontes. Again, long pause. 4-3. Here it is. And it's inside. It gets away from the catcher in Franco. Up to second goes Andrews Jr. So runner at second with one out. The Grizzlies runner in scoring position now. And Franco not happy with himself. I wonder if that goes towards the ruling, if it's a pass ball versus a wild pitch. It's a wild pitch from Blaise Pontes. So runner at second with one out. The Grizzlies still trail 5-2, so the batter at the plate, Betancourt, just needs to get on here. Bring the bat to Parker Kelly. Pass the baton, as one would say. As now time called here by the catcher in Franco. He'll go talk to Pontes. The count 2-2 to Bryant Betancourt. Bryant Betancourt signed as an international undrafted free agent in 2021. 5'11", 170 pounds for Betancourt. He is actually learning really good English. That's something that manager Steve Solis is very big about, is having a lot of these Latin players learning how to speak English, but the vice versa, the players in the United States learning how to speak Spanish or learning how to communicate with these Latin players. It's a very good group of players learning both sides of it. A couple guys speak both English and Spanish very well. Here's the 2-2, and Bencourt fouls it off. We'll do it again. Carlos Torres, who's from Puerto Rico, speaks Spanish and English fully. If you heard him on the pregame show a couple times, he's our player translator. Brian Bencourt also speaks a lot of really good English. Here comes the 2-2 with one out and a runner at second. Here in the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trail 5-2. Here's the pitch from Pontes to Bencourt. And that is a chopper to the second baseman, Escorche. Escorche to first in time. And two outs now as Andrews Jr. heads over to third. Escorche has made four of the past five outs. And with two outs now, here is Parker Kelly, who's 2-for-3. And if you're Kelly right now, what you want to do is get on base and bring up Ryan Ritter. Kelly, a double and a single, 2-for-3. Runner at third with two outs now, as Pontes looking to end this game and give the Ports a win, ending the Grizzlies' win streak. Here's the pitch, and it is outside for a ball. The count at 1-0 to Parker Kelly, who signed as an undrafted free agent in 2022, a Wichita Falls, Texas native, 24 years old. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch to Pontes, or from Pontes to Kelly. And it is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Good pitch right there by Pontes to Kelly. 92 miles per hour, right past the bat of Kelly. Kelly struck out in the seventh inning against Lovelady. Now an opportunity to continue this game for Fresno. Here's the 1-1, and that is low, and the count now at 2-1. It gets away just a little bit from Franco, but of course not deep enough for the runner at third, Andrews Jr., to scamper home. The count now at 2-2. Ryan Ritter waits on deck. He is 3-for-4. Ritter is 7-for-8 over his last two games with three homers. He's reached base eight times, so if the Grizzlies can get to him, that would be great. Here's the pitch to Kelly, and he swings and misses, and it's 2-2, and the Grizzlies down to their final strike. Something we have not heard since last week. The Grizzlies, a seven-game win streak, and they have two strikes and two outs to continue it. Parker Kelly at the dish. Here comes the pitch from Blaise Pontes. And it is outside, ball three, as Pontes trying to pick up the strikeout. 87 miles per hour, and Kelly working the count full. Ryan Ritter on deck. The Grizzlies. What can Kelly do here? Here comes the 3-2 from Pontes. And it's a high chopper, and it is caught. It was a line drive, actually, caught by the shortstop, and that will do it. The Grizzlies' win streak comes to an end as Kelly lines out to end the game, and the Stockton Ports win it 5-2. We'll be back at the postgame right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for the post-game show, a wrap-up of tonight's contest. The Grizzlies' seven-game winning streak comes to an end in the hands of the Stockton Ports. Final lines tonight as the Grizzlies fall to 41-31, their first loss here in the second half. They are now 5-1 here in the second half. Fresno, 2 runs on 10 hits, no errors, 7 left on base. For the victorious Stockton Ports, they're now 28-44, 3-3 here in the second half. 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors, 5 left on base. The winning pitcher is Luis Carrasco. He is 1-2. The loss to Michael Prosecchi is 5-5. The save to Blaise Pontes is 6th of the season. Time of the game, 2 hours and 12 minutes in front of a total crowd of 1,623, 1-6-2-3 as the Grizzlies end the month of June on a sad note. The Grizzlies now 18-7 in the month of June. They fall to 27-6 all time at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies offense quiet tonight. An RBI double from Jesus Bugreen in the 6th. And a solo homer from Ryan Ritter in the 7th. Ryan Ritter 3-for-4. He's reached base 5 times over his last 2 games. Alright, take that back. He's reached base 8 times. He had 5 last night, 3 tonight, 8 times he has reached base over the past 2 games. They had 3 extra base hits. Parker Kelly had 2 hits. Andy Perez had 2 hits as well. The Grizzlies, though, could not really find anything. They couldn't string together a bunch of hits tonight as they've done over the past couple of nights. For the Ports, though, 6 hits tonight, 5 runs, and 3 of those 6 hits for extra bases. A solo homer from Colby Thomas in the first inning. That was pretty much all Stockton needed. They led after that and never looked back. A 2-run homer from Brendan Malone in the 3rd inning. And then the RBI single from B.J. Cook in the 4th inning. And then in sacrifice fly after a triple from Henry Bolte. Sacrifice fly for Cameron Masterman. And that's all she wrote. So 3 of the 6 hits went for extra bases for Stockton as they win tonight. Luis Carrasco threw strikes tonight. 6 innings of 1 hit. Or 1-run ball. He had 8 hits, no walks, 6 Ks. Richard Lovelady, an inning of work on MLB rehab. Pedro Santos, a 1/3 of an inning. He left with injury. And then Blaise Pontes, 1 2/3 of scoreless work to pick up the save. For Fresno, Michael Prosecchi, 5 innings of work, allowed 4 runs on 4 hits, 3 walks. He struck out 8. Braxton Hyde, 2 scoreless innings of work. Davis Palermo, an inning of work for the Grizzlies. So the Grizzlies fall tonight 5-2. The winning streak is over, but tomorrow brings a brand new day, and the Grizzlies will give the ball to the race right-hander Jordy Vargas, who is 5-3, a 4.17 ERA. Stockton will give the ball to their ace left-hander James Gonzalez, a 3-4 record, a 4.06 ERA. First pitch tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. for Saturday Night Baseball Game 4. Of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Ports. The Grizzlies won 2 of the first 3 in this series, and July will start. A pregame guest tomorrow will be Skylar Messenger and Ryan Ritter. Both had great months of June. Ritter possibly could win Player of the Month in the California League. We'll see if he is awarded that, as well as the Grizzlies fall tonight by a score of 5-2. Fresno now at 41-31. They fall tonight. The winning pitcher, Carrasco, the loss to Prosecchi, the save to Pontes. With that being said, tonight's postgame is brought to you by Chukchansky Gold Resort and Casino. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chukchansky Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers battle all over the world tour. 50 Years of Rock will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChukchanskyGold.com. You must be 21. Chukchansky Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. Chukchansky Gold Resort and Casino, proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the postgame show. Chukchansky Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott, Lou Provence Apartment Homes, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, all proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies for tonight's game as the Grizzlies fall tonight 5-2. We're back at it tomorrow as the Grizzlies look to continue back on the right track as they fall tonight 5-2. That will wrap it up tonight. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FraserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.